Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. It's the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality, and now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, fine. Again, just a reminder for Amber Bowen. She does great work along with Julie Larish with Belmont County Hoof and Paw. Oh, by the way, they had that big fundraiser with that comic. I wonder how that turned out. I had the guy on. He sounded pretty good. I mean, interviewing him. I hope they had a nice turnout. I hope they raised a lot of money. So Julie and Amber, let me know. Get in touch with me and let me know how the fundraiser worked at 40 Axe Throwing or Axe Throwing 40, Stacy Longinette's place on National Road, where they throw axes on 40, not across 40, because that would be a traffic hazard, especially with the ECM Energy Services trucks and all that. But I guess within the building, they throw the axes, and it's 40 Axe or Axe 40 or something, whatever. Anyway, so they had a big fundraiser there for Belmont County Hoof and Paw, and I wonder how they did. Anyway, so Amber Bowen said, okay, can you do me a favor for my parents? My parents are retiring. They've got this little business in Bridgeport on National Road. It's called Country Crafts and Gifts, and they're retiring. They're closing the doors. They're going out of business, and it's Country Crafts and Gifts, 55480 National Road in Bridgeport, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m., 6 p.m. And have all the information posted on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, my group. And so you can get all the information there. But it's Country Crafts and Gifts, 55480 National Road, Bridgeport. You got Bob and Lola retiring, and lots of great values, and wish them all the very best, and wish Amber the very best as well. All right, speaking of ECM Energy Services, again, they're on National Road. I think they're further down from that axe-throwing place that Stacy has that raised all the money for Belmont Hoof and Paw. But anyway, ECM Energy Services, if you are a driver and you want to make some very, very serious dollars and be home every night, OTR drivers, are you listening? You can be home every night with ECM Energy Services. ECM Energy Services is this wonderful company, super professional, serving the energy industry, fracking, pipelining, oil, you name it, and trucks, brine trucks, driving all over the place, moving brine from one place to another and all that. It's I had the opportunity to sit down with Alex and Haley and James and all and the receptionist also. They're absolutely wonderful people. The opportunity for you is unbelievable. ECM Energy Services is another great client of mine, Dimitri 2020 LLC. And when I heard their story, when I saw their story, when I met their people, it was like, yeah, I want to do personal endorsements for this company. They are really committed to top quality professionalism and to safety. More than 2 million miles injury free. And they have the finest equipment. They've got brand new Peterbilt 589s. They spent more than $7 million on the Peterbilt 589s for their piloting, for their cars or trucks, I should say, top quality vehicles for drivers, $100,000 a year. You're home every night. You want any overtime, you could probably make $125,000. Very easy. If you are a driver and you want to make serious money and be home every night, ECM Energy Services also. If you're not a driver, but you want to be a part of a great company and have lots and lots of growth, if you're looking for more than just a job or a gig, if you're looking for a career, ECM Energy Services is just the type of place that you really need to consider. Professional to the nth degree, tremendous opportunities for growth, and you can get in on the ground floor. Well, you know, they're air traffic controllers, right? We're planes all over the place. They care a great deal about safety. Well, they're also ground traffic controllers who also care about safety, and you can be a traffic controller for ECM Energy Services. If you are smart, if you are dedicated, if you have a real commitment to safety, that you want to protect people, and if you have no problem being in control, you got to be one of these take charge people who likes being in control, who likes telling other people what to do. This is actually a good thing because your channel, your energies and your traits can be channeled properly to protect people's lives. Being flaggers, being other people, they have different positions, and I'm not doing it justice, but traffic control for ECM Energy Services, they've got incredible benefits, and the opportunities for growth are unbelievable. So if you're looking to make a change from a job into a career, start out with ECM Energy Services. I got a phone number here for you. Hold on. It's 740-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. ECM Energy Services. They're on Facebook. They have their own website, ECM, as in Excellent Career Money. ECM, Excellent Career Money. ECM Energy Services, tell them Dimitri sent you. You cannot go wrong, and it's a great, great career. It really is. These are good people, top quality professional people. All right, next, speaking of top quality professional people, well, there's me, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, but also the Trump administration has a number of really, really good communicators. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but Trump has been able to usually pick, especially after he started getting used to Washington, D.C. with his first administration and all that, Trump picks really good communicators. He understands the importance of TV, not just because of the visuals, but because the way that you can send a message. And the people that, and this is a thing that's been overlooked, by the way, of course, by the useless legacy media, which is dying, by the way, thank God. I can't wait for them to just all go away. But very few people have noticed this. I have, because I know how important communications can be, especially if it's done right. And I must tell you that the Trump administration has chosen some really, really good communicators, people who speak very clearly, very forcefully, very intelligently about the issues that the Trump administration is trying to push. And the woman who is their press liaison, the press officer, I forget her exact title, but she handles the 1 p.m. news conferences at the White House for the useless press corps. Caroline Leavitt, I think, is that her name? Caroline Leavitt, the blonde? Oh, my God, is she good. Jesus, she is great. But they also have other great communicators. And this one guy, Stephen Miller is his name. He, anytime he comes on and is interviewed by the corporate media, he just eviscerates them. And he is just so clear, so focused, so articulate, so smart. You think those traits apply to Dimitri? Well, yeah, they do. But they apply in spades, on steroids, to Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller is unbelievable. Here's just one example as he eviscerates one of our favorite United States senators.
Here. M. Schiff is not only a stone-cold, hopeless loser, but he is one of the most corrupt, one of the most shameful, one of the most heinous individuals ever to serve in public office in America. And everything he's devoted his life to has been debunked, discredited, and discarded. He literally represents the face of failure. His sole achievement in life was fighting a losing war against Donald Trump, and now President Trump is in the White House, and Adam Schiff is the leader of a dying and dethroned movement. This is, I mean, it really is amazing. Think about what the Democrat Party is fighting against. What are they trying to stop President Trump from doing? They're trying to stop him from sending rapists out of the country. They're trying to stop him from making energy affordable for every single American and every single family. They're trying to stop him from ending wars overseas so that we won't have a nuclear winter on this planet. They're trying to stop him from firing bureaucrats who literally do nothing at all but suck up resources and money. And of course, they're trying to make him have troops that are men in dresses pretending to be women. Oh, and of course, men in women's sports and men in women's private spaces. That's the agenda of the Democrat Party. Kill the golden age, make everyone crazy, suck all the joy and all the happiness out of our lives, and let a bunch of illegal alien rapists and criminals have their way with the country. That's literally the agenda of the Democrat Party.
And that is literally Stephen Miller talking on Fox News with Jesse Waters. He is the best. I've had so many. I could play his clips all day for you. I really could. He is just the best. But so many of the people with the Trump administration are great communicators. That Tom Homan with the stopping the illegals from coming across, Department of Homeland Security, great communicator. They're wonderful communicators, absolutely wonderful. All right, fine. So next, the city of Wheeling has done it again. They've been complaining about the homeless issues impacting the city's budget, and they're going on and on about this, that, or the other. And their solution is, well, here's a shocker, ladies and gentlemen. Their solution is to have the taxpayers of Wheeling pay for yet another position so that somebody can somehow serve the homeless. Yes, the solution is always the same. You know, they'll complain about the homeless problem. They'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, or over the years, I guess I should say, to clean up the filth, the mess, the disgusting, and that doesn't even include, I don't think, the costs of the fire departments, the police departments going out there to take care of, you know, whatever fires they've started or, you know, what other crap these people are into. And it just never ends. The city a few years ago hired this homeless liaison or liaison for the homeless or whatever. What the hell was her name now? Lisa Adams or something? What the hell was it? Steve knows her. In any event, and of course that was useless. She ended up working apparently at the flop house, the new flop house in Wheeling. Yeah, the city poured in God knows how many tens of thousands, I think hundreds of thousands, now that I think about it, for this new flop house in downtown Wheeling, because of course that's exactly what the city of Wheeling needs, a flop house for the homeless. So they spent that. So now they're spending money, a lot of money, on yet another position. And I've got that in the story here in the Wheeling Unintelligencer. But they buried the information, and it's a tremendous amount of money. Again, it just never ends. The taxpayers have to pay for this. So we're going to get to that right after the short break. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. I had to actually stop and think when I'm on the air here. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. You got Steve Novotny 5 days a week here, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern time. Talk radio, River Talk, I should say. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show, although I can't imagine why anybody ever would want to. The Facebook live stream, hi, all there for you.